What's up, everybody? Welcome back. Thank you so much for taking the time to hang out. Today, we're going to be learning 3 tips on how to take better crane shots with the Smoove Mobile. Side note, these tips will also work in gimbals such as the DJI Osmo Mobile, Smoove Q, Smoove 4, you name it. So let's do this. All right, guys. Tip number one, get acclimated with the different modes on your specific gimbal. Most gimbals will give you the ability to go between panning mode, free mode or follow mode, and lock mode. Lock mode is when it's literally locked in place no matter what type of motion you do, which is one of my favorite ones, especially for crane or better known as jib shots. Because nothing moves, you just simply go up or down, it will keep the smartphone fixed in the original position. And then panning mode, which is also a really good one for crane shots, will give you the option to lock its tilt, but it will still pan from left to right. This gives you a lot of different opportunities to combine different shots going up and then right, up, down, or left. So you can definitely get creative with these different modes. Tip number two, start simple. Sometimes less is more. Start from the bottom going up, from the very top going down. And then as you start getting used to the different modes and the way your specific gimbal moves, try to combine your shots. Remember that you can also perform jib shots while walking, kind of like dolly style, following your subject. As they're walking, you can go from very bottom to the very top of your subject or vice versa. But definitely start simple and make sure you're used to the way that your gimbal moves. Another one of my favorite crane maneuvers is the reveal shot. You can actually combine different modes. You can go from the free mode, you're looking down, and then you slowly walk up and reveal your shot, lock it in place, and then you start going up. These are some fantastic shots that you can implement very easily and just raise the bar in the quality of your footage. And then tip number three, don't forget to extend. The Smoove Mobile is a powerful gimbal and it even gives you the ability to extend. I feel that that's one of my favorite features of this gimbal. The fact that you can get some extra elevation and you can go further from bottom to top or top to bottom, it's fantastic. So don't forget about the extension. And if you happen to have a gimbal that does not extend, you can also try this with a monopod or a tripod, close the legs and give it a go. Let me know your thoughts in the comment section down below. If you have your own tips on how to perform great crane shots that we haven't discussed, drop them down there. Once again, thank you for taking the time to hang out with me. We'll catch you on the next one.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.